it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into a magnificent Monday, February 10th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So happy to have you guys along. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Did you guys watch the Super Bowl game? Yes or no? And if you did, my question is, how long did you stay? This Super Bowl was a laugher. What the Eagles did to the Kansas City Chiefs offense in the first half was simply amazing. As a football, I would somewhat call myself an expert. Former player, played the entire game, never left the field, kickoff, offense, defense, punts, did not leave the field except for halftime. I know offense, I know defense, I know blitzes, I know everything. I love the chess game of football. Did you know, and I think they mentioned it a couple times, later in the show especially, Tom Brady mentioned it, I know. The defense for the Eagles, they only had a four-man front. That left seven players to be in a fallback position. Your linebackers, left outside, right outside, middle linebacker, your safeties, and your cornerbacks. Two of each, safeties and cornerbacks, three linebackers, able to be in a position to attack the ball. If it was run play, they merged in it as a team in unison. It was awesome. If it was a pass, seven guys were able to drop back and cover Travis Kelce, the tight end, the other tight ends, the wide receivers, the slot receivers, the backs coming out of the backfield. I'm watching all this going on, and they put so much pressure. Those four guys in that front line, five sacks with no blitzes. They never blitzed Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs on one play throughout the entire game. Those four guys were able to do crossovers, swim moves. It was amazing to watch. 6 points? Are you kidding me for the first half? 16 in the second. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. But by the third quarter end, the end of the third quarter, it was over. I told Vicky, I said, you know what? I don't even want to watch anymore. They're not going to come back. It was astonishing. And I was so thankful. My prayers were answered. I did not want Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to win a three-peat third consecutive Super Bowl. He may retire right off into the sunset and marry a multi-billionaire Taylor Swift. Good. Bye-bye. Get out of the NFL. Absolutely laugher. They smoked them. I loved the Eagles' game plan. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I got a couple of text messages from listeners. Nick Wallace, J2 Construction in Harbor Springs. I turned off the TV about 3 minutes into that crazy, crappy halftime show. Good for the Eagles. Their defense was top notch. Defense won that game. Absolutely agree with you, Nick, 100%. And what was up with that stupid halftime show? 185 million people watching the Super Bowl. That was their projected audience. 185 million worldwide. And they're going to have this black rapper dude that can't even rap. I mean, he was horrible. You're in New Orleans. I would have preferred to hear a Mardi Gras jazz band or a jazz singer, a blues singer, a country music singer. Are you kidding me? That guy was sad and pathetic. What a joke. I looked at Vicky and I said, this is the worst halftime show I have ever, ever, ever seen. Unbelievable. Just embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. Well, Greg, what did he say? Greg texted in too. Okay, Jeff, I have no idea, but don't text me that during the show, please. I'm not going to deal with that. I don't even know who she is. We'll talk about it. I'll call you at the bottom of the hour break. Oh, Greg, that's right. Watch the game, but not that halftime garbage. Amen. Absolutely agree. Well, they're going to have to make some changes, that's for sure. Kansas City. Well, let's see. Bob down in Washington listening in this morning. I believe just like the election, the entire country's wishes, prayers were answered. We're all praying for Vicky. This is coming from Diane's nephew, Bobby, downstate. Ah, cool, Bobby. Diane's nephew, Bobby. Okay. Cool, man. We'll have to talk sometime. Well, you know what? It was very interesting. Because I was talking to people. I went to Costco. I went to Meijer. I stopped and got the Yukon wash because I drove Miss Vicky to work today. A little update on Vicky real quick. She's doing a lot better. Her color's back. She put some makeup on this morning. Man, she's pretty. She looked good. Drove her over to her office, carried everything in for her. Her computer bag and her portfolio and her purse and her water, and walked her into her office. And man, she just right away went to work. It was great. Got there early, about 8 o'clock, got her all set up. I left at 8:15, got back here to the studio about 8:40, ready to go for the show, fully prepped this morning, good to go. She's back to work. She thinks she's only wanting to work a half day today. After I get off the air at noon, I'm going to check in with her, see how she feels, and then I'll head over and pick her up. I'm going to be your chauffeur for the next couple weeks. But thank you, thank you, thank you for the prayers for her. We have one last little test battle that we have to deal with. I'd like you guys to join me in prayer because we did find, while they were in there doing her heart catheter angioplasty on her stents that were blocked, the cardiologist actually noticed a small little nodule on the left lung about 5 o'clock. A week ago, Friday, they did a biopsy, and it came back positive for lung cancer. But it's a standalone cancer. It was not part of the breast cancer we were dealing with. The breast cancer wasn't metastatic. It was contained just to the breast tissue. Report on that. All the tumors are out of her body. The pathology report came back. The margins were excellent. He was able to contain the cancer cells within themselves and got good flesh around it. She's cancer-free in the breast area. No radiation and no chemo. Thank you, God. They put her back on Plavix to thin the blood a little, take care of the cholesterol blockage, and later this month they'll go back in and rotor-rooter out those stents. There's one artery that's blocked. They're going to put a new stent in there, and she'll be good to go. The last battle we need is this. Father God, we come to you this morning, and we ask for your prayer on Vicky, Victoria Bishop. This lump that is on her left lung, that it can be treated, perhaps with medication, whatever needs to be done, your divine plan for her and her doctors. Father, we ask that you heal her body from this lung cancer, this last little tumor that we found early. We thank you for our cardiologist finding it early, sending us for a lung biopsy and dealing with it. She will be getting a PET scan on Thursday, Lord, and we ask for the best possible answers, options to deal with this last issue. Continue to heal her body, recover, take the pain away so she can stop taking these pain medicines when she sleeps at night. Father, we ask that you absolutely put your healing hand, your divine providence on her and her doctors. We say all this, we ask all this, we pray all this, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, guys. I greatly appreciate that. Talking about praying, the flatline, Rick Hughes, Sunday morning. Well, last Sunday, he was about mercy and how it was found so many times in the Bible. Yesterday, flatline, 7:30 to 8 o'clock, he talked about faithfulness. And it's kind of interesting because with us dealing with all of this stuff going on with Miss Vicky, it was kind of interesting because the statement he made in the show, lean on the Lord. The righteous do not fear bad news. Why? Because the righteous heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. Psalms 112:7. And it was so amazing because we were so anxious all of last week when I had brought her home from the hospital. Brought her home last Saturday, a week ago Saturday. They had done the lung biopsy that previous Friday. Friday, January 31st, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, took her in, sedated her, went in, snipped a little piece of that lung, lump, nodule, whatever you want to call it, sent it out for a pathology test. The whole week, we were waiting for an answer. Finally, on Friday, they called Vicky's phone and gave us the news. Said, we'd like to schedule a PET scan for Thursday, February 13th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so we can see what's going on, if it's expanded since the biopsy on January 31st, what our possible treatment options are, and then we'll figure it out together. So we're anxious. We're waiting all week. The righteous do not fear bad news. The righteous person's heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. And that message of faithfulness that Rick Hughes talked about yesterday morning, 7:30 to 8 on this radio station on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, tied right into us being anxious all week. And when they told Vicky that it was a new standalone cancer on her lung, she didn't have a negative, woe is me attitude. After everything I've been through, now something else I got to deal with. I said, yep, absolutely, and we will. We'll beat this thing just like we beat everything else. It almost, even though it was bad news, just one more thing that we have to deal with right now, with all the stuff she's doing at the county building, starting to take credit cards, debit cards on day one, firing a prior hire by Cheryl Guy, replacing and saving the county about $30,000 a year by hiring two part-timers that don't get benefits, health insurance, retirement plans, vacation days, saving the county money. Cheryl Guy wanted $40,000 to rebuild her counter in the clerk's office so it would be wheelchair handicap accessible. Vicky found a little alcove out in the hallway, off in the corner next to their door into their office. She called the maintenance guy and she said, hey, can you do me a favor? That little alcove, there's a light switch there. I've turned it on and off. It doesn't do anything. She said, can you find a wall sconce light, maybe a picture, and put it above, tie it into that light switch and put it above that desk that's sitting there. Small little desk just in an alcove with a chair, a chair on wheels. He said, sure, Vicky, I can do that. Got a light, got a beautiful, oh man, what a beautiful picture. I believe it's Lake Bel Air. Frozen, snowy, ice-covered trees with a beautiful lake view on a beautiful blue sky day. Nice big picture. Put the picture above the desk, put the light up on the wall, floods out the ceiling, floods out the alcove. It's nice and bright there now. Vicky said, how much did all that cost? The light, the picture, and your labor. He said, well, I'm an employee. You know, I'm included in the building. She said, no, no, no. How much was your hourly time? How much time did it take you to do all that? Put up the picture, put up the light, connected to the light switch. They calculated out it was $297. And there's our handicap wheelchair accessible space in the entire county building because other departments can use it too. Treasurer's office right next door. Equalization, register of deeds. If you're in a wheelchair, we have a table for you with a nice light and a nice beautiful picture. Save the county $39,703. Electing Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk, priceless. Just did a Visa MasterCard commercial. Finally, our news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big story.